fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 16th of September. The prepper tip of the day, inventory your library. Books get misplaced. Books get loaned out. There might be some empty spots that need to be filled in. So inventory your library and fill in the empty spots. This is the time we look forward to every week when we have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. Dr. Horowitz has a brain that's on fire. He's back in the saddle, recovering from the spike proteins that put him in the hospital for a while. And he has a lot of websites, but we give out 4 websites just to get you started. Here's the 4 websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Well, your voice sounds strong and clear this morning. Good to have you with us.
Well, it goes in and out. Well, thank you so much. It goes in and out, you know. So I am improving daily. It's getting better and better by the grace of God and the exercises in my loving family and friends and everything from the nutraceuticals to the essential oils everybody's been blessing me with. So thank you, John.
Good to have you with us. Well, the speech given by the fake president the other day indicated that in 30 days, which is about 2 weeks away, I believe, he's going to have another speech with more measures that will be more draconian than what he's already announced, which are draconian enough. We're already having hospitals either being ready to close completely or shutting down their OBGYN departments, delivering babies. When a hospital loses one-third of its staff, they can't continue normal operations, can they, sir?
Yeah, that's right. And they're creating what's called the standard crisis, kind of standard of care crisis right now in healthcare. That's part and parcel to efforts to induce civil war among we the people. I just posted yesterday on medicalveritas.org the new feature article. You can see it from a large banner on the upper left when you go to medicalveritas.org. You'll see it deals with the inciting civil war especially between the vaxxers and the unvaxxers, and those of us who are opposed to what you're talking about, these draconian measures for the mandatory vaccinations, et cetera, that those of us who are going to stand up against this, and from the fake polls and the fake elections that, for example, California, where you're seeing that the draconian measures are being basically voted for and installed with Newsom, the fact of the matter is you've got this national security crime syndicate that's actually behind all of this intelligence manipulation, social engineering, inducing people to be fearful of them, of each other, blacks versus whites, Republicans versus Democrats, male versus female, and it goes on and on. But the focus now is on the vaxxers and unvaxxers and their leadership, and that makes you and I a target, John, for doing what we do on this station. And that this to me is the most real and present danger to the next level. Like they're boiling a frog, they're turning up the heat. And so this next speech, which is going to include additional draconian measures, and all unconstitutional. But the question becomes, number one, is the media manipulating everybody, right and left, to go at each other's throats? And that's what I'm witnessing, their conditioning. Because when they're showing us images of not only the riots in the streets, but also people getting into fistfights in airplanes, and people advertising the rift between family members over the vaccine issue. This is the Associated Press that's actually putting out the news, which is basically British Secret Service and CIA and U.S. Navy, which we can see that the U.S. military involved as it has been in this pandemic. Looking at General Milley, what he's currently being basically exposed for doing on behalf and with complicit agents in CIA, national security, etc. And it's all connected literally to the Anglos in the UK, the Wellcome Trust, the old money, the old Bank of England, the manner in which the banksters have financed big tech, big pharma. It's all one deep state. So that's really what I'm witnessing. They're currently now, as the article that I recommend everybody that's listening can go get the free article that's dealing with civil war in America, inciting civil war. That's what I'm witnessing now. They're turning up the heat. So this next, whatever it is, totalitarian announcement by Biden, I think it's just simply going to be more of the same, going in the same direction, which is ultimately depopulation.
Well, you've reached the same conclusion that Dr. Michael Yaden has reached, the former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research. You, sir, and he are in agreement and have reached the same conclusion. Let's take this caller here, doctor. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I didn't get on last show, but everything is running together here. I think that they're out to get the military, and I hate to see all that going on, but have you heard of the Flags of Honor? Folds of Honor, FOLDS, you know how they fold the flag over the coffin?
The flag is not folded over the coffin, my dear.
The flag that's over the coffin when they bring them home.
What's the question? Yeah. I've been doing that for decades. There's nothing new about that.
Oh, folds, the way they fold it means a certain thing. It's in a triangle, you know, with the long flag. Okay, I'm sorry, but my brother was killed in Vietnam. I'm a military family in a way, and I'm just upset that they're trying to get all these soldiers to take that daggone thing, and I think that we ought to be looking into that, looking into how we can help the soldiers coming home dead, if that's the way it's going to be, or even dying here, because well, who's going to do it?
How can we help a soldier who's come home dead, my dear? I don't know how that, what can be done.
Well, maybe Army Inc. can start selling the things that you put the flag in when it's folded up like that.
How's it going to help a soldier who's come home dead?
Well, that's not the point, but you're trying to act like it's not going to happen, John.
I'm not sure what you're advocating. I don't know.
I'm trying to say that I think that we ought to start donating money to people who are doing something about all this, you know, honoring them that come home, because you can see that they don't care anything about them right now. And I don't want another Vietnam when they spit on you when you come home live. I don't want that, John.
Well, most of our we don't have any troops in combat overseas anymore, so that's unlikely to happen very much.
Okay. Well, okay, let's go back to the election then. Laura Presley has got something in Texas called True Texas Elections, and she operates on donations too. She's a PhD expert, computer expert. She knows all the inner workings of the computer. I forgot the word. Whenever people come against me, I can't talk. I'm sorry. But some donations, too, because she's got about 10 cases going here on elections in Texas where she is, they're suing. So there's a lot of people out there doing things. And if we're just going to talk about it, not do anything, at least give them some money. You know that. You got to give Sam some money to hold on to his. That's what I'm trying to say, is that somebody ought to have a way to let us know how to get in touch with all these people.
Well, that's why we have the internet. We can get in touch with anybody through the internet. That's why we have it.
People have lost people overseas, and they don't have the internet. So I'm just trying to say that, forget it. Forget the whole thing. Sorry,
okay. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Well, Doctor, moving on from there, when the president makes this new announcement in about 2 weeks, do you have any prognostication on what the new draconian measures may be, sir?
Actually, it's got to be much of the same. It's got to be reinforcing, because that's what's conditioning. What they're doing is modeling, and you know, years and years ago, I learned this lesson when I was still at Harvard. The fact of the matter is, the hard science, when you think of those two words together, hard science, what most people have been miseducated to think is that behavioral science is not like mathematics. It's not really solid, or it's not like chemistry or physics. We think of those as the hard sciences, but it's actually the behavioral sciences, which has more data, more information, and that was done intentionally and even maliciously, as we're seeing the media currently being used to divide and conquer we the people. So you see that this behavioral science, for example, there's one genius in the field. There's many geniuses in this field, but David McClellan is considered a top guy, and on the West Coast, Stanford, where his work confirms Albert Bandura's work. You know, people think about, you know, the old experiment where you ring a bell and you feed a dog meat and the dog gets salivating. You know, that's the
Pavlov's experiments.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now, and they're doing it, as you're seeing, by they've got this front man, this puppeted leader, president, who's out there promoting these ungodly, unconscionable manipulations of the population and damage to the Constitution. And you see this over and over again, increasingly. What you're witnessing is the same indoctrination that you're witnessing on the mass media's advertising of the drugs. They're telling you you're going to get all these diseases if you take this. They're normalizing this culture. It is a complete satanic culture that they're engineering via the media conditioning over and over and over again. You're seeing the same thing on the both news, left and right, where they're dividing us and they're degenerating civility so that we end up picking up guns. And by the way, on the last call, what she triggered for me is, you remember Jack McLam? Who
I knew Jack. I was friends with Jack. I knew him personally.
Yeah, wonderful guy, don't you think?
He was. He was a real thing, absolutely.
The real thing. And his organization was Police Against the New World Order. He was so far ahead of his time. But what his mantra was, his warning to all of us, is that you're not going to be able to have fascism and totalitarianism come ununiformed. It's going to come in a uniform. And that's where Milley and the military, the capture of all of the regulatory agencies, CDC, FDA, they're all controlled. They're all captured. And that the same now you see with military, you see that it's a globalist agenda. And this is one of the main points that people are not realizing yet. The general public is not aware that who's controlling both sides is the same globalist entity that's killing civilization and going into transhumanism, already invested in frequency technologies, bioelectronics. That's what they're secreting also about the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, the novel vaccines that the military financed. It's not just Fauci and NIAID that financed University of North Carolina and financed Wuhan. No, it's U.S. military, it's DARPA. And this technology is the most advanced military technology for controlling populations. It's like the epitome, like the quintessential prize of MK Ultra mind control and social engineering through media and technotronic warfare. That's what this is. We are victims, we the people. And unless we stand up, like the last caller said, and do something more definitive about it, rather than just go along like sheeple to slaughter, that when we now advance this understanding that we're up against a behavioral science, very sophisticated, mind control, socially engineering, racketeering enterprise, criminal psychopaths control it. The globalists are obviously egomaniacal. You see Fauci lying as an egomaniac. He's just a pawn in their system. He's just basically doing what they're paying him to do. But that's the way I see it right now. The danger is that the military and the guns and the police powers are going to come door to door. And thank God for the Second Amendment. Thank God for Americans who have taken on their weapons and basically use them for protection.
Absolutely. Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold. We got a break coming up. We'll start with the next caller before the break here. Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa. Hold on, Melissa. I've got...
Hey, gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Wonderful sale going on for the time being, which I think is going to end possibly tomorrow. I'm not sure. The more units you get, the more you save on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites. There's four of them here. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi there. Am I on?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi there. Okay. Here's a question for you. And basically, let me just, I think you all can handle this. Tell me whether or not not bathing or minimally bathing, not taking showers, not taking baths, increases your immunity.
I could lecture on that for a whole day, maybe more.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, the bottom line, absolutely it does. It's like a baptism. You have to understand the Holy Spirit power of love that does all the healing all the time. It's made of electrons. Negatively charged electrons is the basic medium by which the kingdom of heaven and God's love and restoration and rejuvenation comes. So what is that? What is the Holy Spirit's negatively charged electrons? When you go and take a shower or a bath and you cleanse your skin, you're actually installing more of those negatively charged electrons. All diseases typically are, or at least the vast majority of diseases, are acidification of the body chemistry. That means that you're neutralizing and eliminating those negatively charged electrons. Your body becomes a burning hell. That's what you're doing when you're acidifying. And the major lifestyle risks that cause acidification of the body chemistry, they are caffeine, nicotine, sugar, refined carbohydrates, alcohol, stress, and pharmaceuticals. Lots of red meats also. Those are the seven major risk factors that cause you to become ill, because your body chemistry, it is basically allows the viruses and the bacteria and cancer cells to grow, because it's literally bioelectronically, electrons, electronically controlled. And so the Holy Spirit that, for example, blesses you all night long when you're sleeping and you're refreshed in the morning because you've been recharged, you've gotten those negatively charged electrons. And by the way, we've talked about on this show that the coronavirus, those spike protein antigens, they're all positively charged. It's like a lock and key. The virus and its payload of genetically damaging ingredients, they're injected via the same bioelectronic mechanism, positive-negative magnetic connection. That's the key that unlocks the cells that then allows the bioweapon to be injecting its payload, which it then causes your DNA to produce more of the antigen. But it's the antigen that's causing the respiratory distress. That's what I'm dealing with. My voice is still not back to normal, and I go into coughing spells, because what's happening is that the antigen, which is like you're talking about, connected to the immune system, the immunity. There's cell-mediated immunity, and then there's the antibodies. You have the cell-mediated immunity goes haywire when the antigen, just like a protein pollen, causes allergies, it causes asthma in many people. That's cell-mediated immunity. And you go into what's called the cytokine storm, where you have an overwhelming of the immune system because of the antigen attack. So if you're trying to repair, rejuvenate, or prevent these diseases, you want to boost immunity, you do that by alkalinity. And you do that by reducing the lifestyle risks. And then in this particular case, if you're suffering from COVID symptoms, you want to use all of the antihistamine, the natural antihistamines, which is a beautiful array of essential oils. And on my last, actually, you can go to medicalveritas.org and you can see the Horowitz COVID protocol, where I list the essential oils. Frankincense, tea tree oil, lemon. There's a variety of wonderful essential oils, lavender, that are antihistamines that help.
Hold on, doctor. Hold on, doctor. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here in the morning on Thursday. It is Thursday the 16th. We are back. I think we're back. Okay. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New things there all the time. We'll be talking about the energy clearing at the bottom of the next hour. But check out what's new at my website. And I think it'll be an education for all of you. Okay, Dr. Horowitz, let's see. We didn't get really started with Melissa there, did we?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on antihistamines and antioxidants. You see, the main vitamins and nutritional supplements that are great for boosting immunity against COVID disease and virtually everything is all antioxidants. You got vitamin C, great antiviral, but it's also alkalizing the system. It's the antioxidants, vitamin C, D, zinc, and chlorophyll, oxysilver with 528, just the 528 frequency alone. That's why I listen to a lot 528radio.com when I want to enjoy some good music, because it's all transposed into 528 frequency that a double-blind study has shown increases by 100% antioxidant activity. What is that antioxidants? It's actually alkalizing electrons, just like that Holy Spirit, just like the question was, if you take a bath and you practice good hygiene, is that going to boost immunity? And the answer is yes, more than preventing the infectious diseases and the bacteria and viral invasions through good hygiene, washing hands, etc., taking baths. You're actually rejuvenating and restoring, just like a baptism. That's what the Holy Spirit baptisms are about. You know, you go into water and like you even walk along the ocean and you get the negatively charged electrons that are in the air. Go into the forest, you get a refreshing feeling being in the forest, because not only have you got the greenery all around you, which is resonating in 528 frequency, and it's outputting oxygen through chlorophyll, which again is that same antioxidant energy. So the question really comes down to the fundamentals of what health science is, bioelectronics, the most advanced understanding in vaccinology deals with the same subject. You have the main, currently you have the main movers and shakers and stockholders in Pfizer and Moderna investing in companies such as Frequency Therapeutics. Frequency Therapeutics, are you kidding me? What is that? That's sound and light signaling and its impact on DNA and ultimately everything that's going on in your body. That's what the vaccination, another secreted issue, is that the bioelectronics in what's called the hydrogel nano bioelectronic envelope that's mailing in those spike proteins and the mRNA to produce them. All of that technology deals with the same understanding that there's positive and negative charges. There's frequencies that impact the electrons because the electrons are spinning and spiraling. They're vibrating in certain frequencies. So you're made of that. You're actually being remanifested as a human being every nano instant, because sound and light frequency signaling, and that's what my thesis is that the heart of it is pure love from the Creator, administered by Holy Spirit electronically, and you're actually being remanifested every nano instant because your DNA is acting as an antenna and transmitter, receiving it from God, you're receiving it from the Holy Spirit by grace, and ultimately now it's being sent out, broadcast. All of your cells and tissues are remanifesting every nano instant because of the sound and light of love.
Absolutely. Okay, Doctor, our next caller looks like is Ken in New York. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, John, Dr. Len. Does the inhalation and or nebulization of silver solution mitigate against people that have the vaccine that are shedding? Will it help protect you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't have any research on that, but what's interesting is that I am nebulizing OxySilver in the combination. I've made my own formula that has the essential oils in OxySilver, and I shake it up and I basically put it into the facial steamer. And my improvements have largely been as a result of my use of essential oils, OxySilver, and a product called the Flu-Free Formula that has the expectorant Devil's Club in it. Devil's Club is an expectorant, so you get rid of that sticky mucus down deep in your lungs, and that is the secondary factor that's causing all these people to lack oxygen. They can't get the oxygen because it can't get through that sticky goo that the alveoli oxygenation is supposed to send the oxygen to the capillaries. And then, you know, you have your whole body rejuvenated by, again, oxygen, which is carrying that negatively charged electron. That's what oxygen does. It's a magnificent antioxidant. And the hydroxyl radical, the OH negative, that negative indicates the electron of love is there and basically alkalizing. So nebulizing these things can be very, very effective. Excuse me, very effective. And I'm using them to hasten my recovery.
Well, I've been nebulizing it silver for years. I will try yours. I use it to get rid of. I have a lot of allergies, and it definitely helps get rid of sinus problems. Although it might maybe once every 2 weeks I'll do it. I don't know whether I should. If you did it, if you did it regularly, what would you recommend would be the frequency to do it? Every week, every other week? Or is it just a matter of what works for you?
Yeah, it's just a matter of what works for you. You know, I find that like once a day for me is good. You know, earlier I was doing it, you know, when I first got out of the hospital, I was doing it two or three times a day. But now I'm down to pretty much once a day, and I look forward to it. I miss it. See, I go into, you know, coughing spasms because my body is trying to get rid of that mucus. The spike protein antigens do those two things. They clamp down on the muscles because of the histamine. That's the cell-mediated immunity causes histamine release, and that clamps down on the smooth muscles in the capillaries so you don't get the oxygen moving through it. That's number one problem with the COVID disease. The second problem is this heavy mucus and the destruction of the villi surrounding the alveoli, and it's the villi in the respiratory tract that's supposed to move the mucus and move foreign particles and antigens out of your body. You know, you cough it up, you spit it out, or you swallow it. That's the way that the system is naturally designed. But with what, you know, what we suffer from, those of us with the respiratory illness, the acute respiratory, you know, illness that follows pneumonia and it follows this COVID infection, or actually it's an antigen intoxication, then essentially what you have the opportunity to do to treat it, the correct protocol for treating all of these respiratory, acute respiratory distress syndrome, it's called ARDS. To do that, you've got to do the focus on the two things I just mentioned. You got to relax the muscle, relax the smooth muscle in the respiratory vessels, and you do that by the antihistamines. And the antihistamines have also an antioxidant impact. They deliver the negatively charged electrons. Just think about where the essential oils, for example, where they're coming from. They're coming from plants. Where do plants get the energy to grow? From the sun. The heart of the sun is 528. So at any rate, that goes into this whole understanding of the bioelectronics of what makes a human being, and sustained energetically, again, through the grace of God by the Holy Spirit. So that's essentially my take on it. Nebulizing silver is, you know, I don't have the research on it, but I'm doing it myself. But I'm using oxysilver, not so much for the silver. I'm using it just as a good medium because it's an antimicrobial. I use the silver as an antimicrobial, the 528 frequency in oxysilver to enhance the bioelectronics of normalcy, of health, because that's pure love. Love is the universal healer. So I put 528 into the structured water with the silver, and that's essentially oxysilver. And then I'm using that as a delivery device in my facial steamers, delivering essential oils that have antihistamine capabilities, because that's going to relax my own blood vessel, smooth muscle, allow me to have more oxygen. And then I'm also putting in it the Devil's Club expectorant, because I want to get rid of that sticky mucus that's precluding me from breathing properly.
Yes. Do you carry or sell any of these mixtures that you were talking about a few minutes ago?
I don't have any. I have OxySilver, of course. OxySilver is,
yes,
is Healthy World Store's pretty much number one seller. People are stockpiling it. And what you have to understand is you have to, ideally, if you really want to follow what I do, is you use it with prayer, because the prayer from your heart is in sync, in that zone of bliss, connected to Holy Spirit, power of love, God's heart. God's heart is pure love. The frequency resonant energy for manifestation is 5 plus 28, the whole frequency. And this goes into what is the essence of the Pythagorean mystery school mathematics. It is the real Da Vinci Code, where you realize that the frequencies of God's love is 528, and you add those numbers, you get a 6. Now you understand the original musical scale. Solfeggio has the third note, the miracle 6, in the Da Vinci drawing called the Vitruvian Man drawing. You see, it's at the heart. 528 frequency is at the heart of that image of a person with four arms, four legs, and a head in a square and a circle. That's the Vitruvian Man drawing that the Roman Catholic Church named the Vitruvian Man. Da Vinci was involved in this understanding and researching this understanding of how do you manifest physical reality. And it comes down to frequency, like I've been talking about. And that's essentially what I want to do with all of the antioxidant capability I have with 528. That's why I use 528 in trying to use it in everything I do, in all the products, in my own life, in my lifestyle. And at any rate, I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Okay, thanks for the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. The basic premise of what you advocate, Doctor, is people take control of their health themselves and take charge of their health themselves, take responsibility for their health themselves, don't you, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was interesting, one commentary. I watch mostly Fox News, although I go back and forth to kind of watch the propaganda on the other networks. But they had an early segment from Fauci, I think it was in 2016, answering the same question and saying the same thing that I'm telling you right now. It's lifestyle risks. It's, you know, actually, I go into greater detail using the understanding of the frequency resonance and the electronics. But basically, it's all antioxidants. It's, you've got to neutralize the acidity. It's, the disease is coming from acidification. The bioweapons and the synthetic bioweapon that is the dual-use military commercial gain-of-function spike protein is positively charged. The AIDS virus genes that they mutated and inserted into the spike protein transmission device on the virus from the Wuhan lab, that spike protein is positively charged. And to neutralize it, you've got to use the antioxidants. And that's essentially what I've been doing with the vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, the CoQ10, the OxySilver 528 frequency. They're antioxidants. And that's how I think people told me that, well, you're going to be down for 3 months at least and potentially a year in recovery with this ARDS, this acute respiratory distress syndrome that follows the pneumonia. I said, no way. I said, I don't have time to be down for 3 months, 6 months, or a year. So, you know, that I've basically designed to develop my own therapies based on my own need for recovery. And I think it's all consistent with what I'm telling you right now. It's pretty simple. you shatter the medical paradigm. You know, oh, they say science is so vitally important. They're not following science. They're doing, you can see how they're politicizing science, just like everything else. So what I'm saying is it comes down to positive and negative electromagnetism, that we're made of it. And if you want to, you know, cure what ails you, you've got to attend, diagnose, and then based on the diagnosis, you see through to the root of the disorder. The root of the disorder is always this positive.
Hold on, doctor. We have a break. Hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, back, gentlemen. One last time, we're going to give out these websites for Dr. Horowitz. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, I didn't hear any coughs the past hour, and if you want to hold over the next half hour, you're certainly welcome to, sir.
Well, thank you, John. I'll try, okay? You never know.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. And we do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Doctor, what I've said publicly a number of times, if I kept eating the way I did when I was 25, I would either be dead or a 250-pound diabetic. My diet at age 25 was horrendous. I ate every sweet, tasty snack that they had in the convenience store, the ding-dongs and, you know, little apple pies and so forth. It was horrible. But about just a few years after that, just around my 30th birthday, I woke up and realized that if I was going to live a long and healthy life, I needed to eat healthy food. And it's helped me tremendously. One thing we haven't talked about much, Doctor, is getting the mercury amalgams out of your mouth. I did that at about age 30 also. And I have a strong belief that having the mercury out of my mouth has been a big contributor to being healthy. What do you think, sir?
Oh, there's no question. You know, I was, you see, I'm old enough to have been around when the pioneers in the field of mercury toxicity, Sam Ziff, Victor Penzer, who I worked with and actually taught with at Boston College and Tufts, we taught an acupuncture course. These were the first guys who were actually saying that the methyl mercury that was leaching out of amalgam fillings over a 15-year period, as you're chewing, the fillings heat up and the mercury actually does come out. So that when you have a 15-year-old filling, it's got no more mercury, it's still stuck together in the tooth, but you've swallowed it, you've breathed in methyl mercury, which is far more toxic than mercury, and then this ultimately causes memory loss and brain damage and a variety of illnesses. So, you know, I was around when this was launched, this whole understanding was launched. And I was actually at the time an oral surgeon. I was doing periodontal surgical procedures, but also general dentistry. I loved cosmetic dentistry. It was a very creative time. In clinical procedures to make a person, enable them to smile and enjoy their self-esteem. But the main issue was, you know, what are you going to do with those amalgam fillings? And when I bought the what's called the Jerome Mercury Vapor Analyzer, where you could actually record how much mercury was leaching off the teeth and poisoning the person, it's very
Doctor, hold on. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Everybody, stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because